Hello.
Yes, hi. Good evening. My name is Rick. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Ma'am, we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. May I please have a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
As long as that get too personal.
No, ma'am. It's actually about gun control. And I appreciate your time, ma'am. First of all, are you at least 18 years of old and legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a registered voter in Ohio, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Okay. Now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resisting locking device such as a cable lock, a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms may be securely stored?
No. How can you use it for protection if it's stored away in a lockbox or a safe or anything?
Okay, so you oppose?
Yes.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings?
To keep away from children, yes, but that's the only reason.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth?
No.
You oppose?
Yeah, because if they're going to kill themselves, they're going to find some way to do it, whether firearm or whatever.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Would you support or oppose that?
I totally oppose it.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support, oppose, or undecided?
All these are depends on the circumstances, so undecided, I guess.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked container or a case?
No.
Oppose?
Like I said, I have a gun for protection, and it's secured, but it's not anywhere that, it's where I can get a hold of it. It's not in a locked case, but the safety's on, and that's as secure as it gets. Other than that, I'm opposed to everything.
Okay. All right. And a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, would you support or oppose that?
Oppose.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that storage be accessible via a key lock?
Oppose.
Okay. What about a combination lock?
Definitely oppose.
Okay. What about a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint, ma'am?
No, oppose.
Okay. And if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
If it's in a lockbox, it shouldn't have to be unloaded, so whatever that is.
Okay. It should not be unloaded. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or a lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? You feel yes, it is secure, or no, it's not secure?
Yes, it is.
Okay. If a firearm is not the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
The phone broke up, but I'd be quiet.
You said...
I didn't hear the last.
Okay, I'll read it again, ma'am. Not a problem. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
I'd probably say yes, it needs to be secured.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Now, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. And now, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes, they should investigate it. I guess I'd support it.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support or oppose that, ma'am?
Well, I'd probably support it.
Okay, you say support. Okay. And in terms of your personal political party identification, ma'am, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Other.
Other, okay. And I have to ask you this question, ma'am. What is your age bracket? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay, and regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Female.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. This concludes your survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and you have a good evening, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you, ma'am.